Blog Talk Radio.
October, and you'll still be beautiful. Good night, Larry.
When we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying, oh, and it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that the world somewhere will soon make a change.
We all are part of God's great big family.
And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
A better day.
praise him, praise him till I'm gone. I'm gone. Praise him till I'm gone.
When the pages go up,
the blessings come down. When the praises go up, the blessings come down. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. It seems like blessings keep falling in my lap. I don't make songs for free, I make them for freedom. Don't believe in kings, believe in the kingdom. Chisel me into stone, prayer whistle me into song air. Dying laughing with Krillin, saying something about blonde hair. Jesus, black life ain't matter. I know I talked to his daddy. Say you the man of the house now, look out for your family. He has ordered my steps, gave me a sword with a crest, and gave Donnie a trumpet in case I get shortness of breath. Don't be mad.
I'm gone. Praise him till I'm gone.
When the praises go up,
good God,
the blessings come down.
Good God.
When the praises go up,
oh, good God,
the blessings come down.
The blessings come down.
When the praises go up,
my blessings keep falling in my lap. The blessings come down.
When the praises go up,
good God.
They booked the nicest hotels on the 59th floor, with the big wide windows, with the suicide doors. Ain't no blood on my money.
God bless you tonight. This is Divine Talk Tonight as we talk. With Divine Talk Tonight as we talk about what's going on in the world and what's happening. As I speak, they're fighting over in Israel. I had already prophesied that in my prophecy, that would be a war in Israel, and they're fighting now in the Holy Land. The Muslims and the Christians are fighting. Let me say that again. The Muslims and the Jews are fighting over Israel. And Russia is fighting Ukraine, those two. Another war from the start when China began to fight. That's a war going on. So we have about three wars going on this year. Now, I want to say to you, all of those black people that didn't vote for Brandon, one lady told me this morning, well, I just don't believe that he can win. I just don't believe he knows what to do. He won. And I want to thank the young brothers that I talked with. You know, y'all call them gangs. They said, Bishop, we're going out 100% for Johnson. And I thank God for them, because they did go out and vote 2,000 strong at one time, young folks. But I had people come down south. They know how it is. Well, I don't trust them black folks. If we don't trust each other now, when are we going to start trusting each other? He can't do no better than you can't get no better than anybody. Martin Luther King, that's like Dr. Martin Luther King, had the same problem. And Harry Tubman had the same problem. Put down a tube that put pistols on people to make them come out, make them be free. So this is 2023, and we are just now getting a new black mayor, Chicago, that can turn this thing around and do something with it. Thank God for that. You know, I'm not mad at those that don't trust themselves and they trust everybody else. You know what I'm saying? But I want to tell you this. You're going to be black for the rest of your life. And there's so many white folks came out. And I don't blame them. They supported white. Black men. But we had most of our black leaders. We had nine aldermen. They didn't trust that a black man could be the mayor of Chicago. Or they were looking for a handout. I'm keeping real, looking for somebody to give him something. But they were turncoats. So this will have to Henry McNeil Turner. People have been, those down to two people turn coat. And you ought to feel good about yourself that you jumped out there. I was talking to the lady. She said, well, I didn't vote for him. I said, why? Because he's black. Baby, wait a minute. Have you looked at yourself lately? I just don't. Stop getting them kids from out of your mind. This is divine talk. And begin to look in the mirror and love yourself. Every black man ain't going to put you down. Every black woman ain't going to put you down. Every white woman ain't going to put you down. Every black or white man ain't going to put you down. It's strong. See, what I like about white folks, they stick together. So, all them people, they stick to Trump. Trump is low down. Trump is dirty. They stick with it. Come to New York. Then. But here's a black man in Chicago trying to be the mayor to make things different. He has more black fighting him than white. And that's strange. That's going to show you that you're not uneducated and you don't read. It might be religious. I don't know. I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. If you was a spiritual man or spiritual woman, you would know how to understand what's going on. Now, the mayor, Mayor Lightfoot and him met. They had a nice meeting. They sat and talked about going to the next level. Mayor Lightfoot met with him and he met with her. And they talked about doing something for black people. You know what I'm saying? Now, what I'm saying, in my prediction, if you read my prediction, I gave it out to many of them come to get it. One lady asked for it today, I gave it to her. Some of you that I'm talking to tonight, your mind up that you're going to be black for the rest of your life. Your mama would, your daddy would, even if you're half-breed, still got the percentage of black in you. And until you can understand that, you're going to stay crossed up and messed up. I don't care what church you go to, what mosque you go to, Hebrew, Israelite, what it is. It ain't about that. It's about the reality of understanding who you are. And Dr. King had to fight a lot of black folks. Dr. King came to Chicago. The same black people, David told him not to support him. And Dr. King marched in Marquette Park, in Gaines Park, he marched to Cicero. In Cicero, he had the Vice Lord and the West Side Organization that marched with him that was there. And they marched with him. When he got ready to march in Gaines Park, in Marquette Park, and some of y'all living in Gaines Park, some of you living in Marquette Park, some of you not. But when Dr. King in 1968, you can live over there. You know, you can live in Bridgeport. That's what David was the man. You can live over there. And you was black. You can live over there. Black folks are easy to forget where they come from. They want to be something they are not. And I'm not talking racial talk. I'm just saying we got a long way to come. But thank God for the young people that had a goal to conceive that this black man can do something. Everybody makes mistakes. Nobody perfect. But you ought to stick with your own. The mayor and Lightfoot and the mayor met today. They have an easy transition. Trump can do that. Trump fights Biden all the way. And lied and say he won. See the difference? Trump is the head of the white supremacy. He's the chief. For the white men, let me break it down. If it's a Ku Klux Klan, he's here to Ku Klux Klan right now, 2023. Dr. King left Chicago to Atlanta, then he went to Memphis. And from Memphis, he marched in Memphis, and he had to go back and went to Washington because he was getting ready for the Poor People campaign. The poor SCLC was doing a Poor People campaign. The Poor People campaign was bringing Native America, white, poor white, Appalachian white, and black to Washington they have Resurrection City in Washington to bring the issue to the Congress that we need jobs, education, and we need doors open up. That was Dr. King's next march after Memphis. Now, in 1968, Dr. King was in Memphis, Tennessee, April the 3rd. He did his last speech, April the 3rd, at Mason Temple, Bishop Mason Temple. And his thing was that this city, this America got to change and give us some jobs and give us our check. And he was talking about reparations. Okay? No black politician, mayor, government talked about that. And blacks don't even know what that means. That means that Joe came here in chains, worked from day in, day out, and then get paid. Okay? That's what that means. Abraham Lincoln, which y'all put up on the front, he had to free the slaves. So he did free the slaves. Okay? But when you free somebody, you take them, trying to make you out of jail. You ain't got no shoes. You ain't got no money. So they freed black folks. They didn't have no job, no money. So they were free. Well, where can you go free? You're working on the plantation for the white man. And you're working for what you eat and sleep. And most of you sleeping in the barn. Some of them call house Negroes. They in the house, tying shoes, women cooking, taking care of babies. This is the kind of stuff happened in slavery. And here it is, for another black man. That's something to think about. Dr. King died in Memphis. He was murdered in Memphis by the gangster from New Orleans and the Tennessee gangster and the gangster from Washington. They murdered Dr. King, but Dr. King was saying, stop the Vietnam War, brown people being killed, and a lot of Americans. It was bringing them back in body bags, your son, your daughter, somebody you know. In an uncensored war, Dr. King spoke about the war in Vietnam. He paused to help the sanitation workers in Memphis. Now, this was the scene in Memphis. You had two black policemen back then. One was guarding Lorraine Motel. The other was with the garbage man watching them. The mayor, this is Mayor Lowe's then, all white, and the chief of police was white. We're not going to give them no raise, and they can quit if they want piled up. They refuse to give the black driver a raise. And if they catch you on the corner, the police will lock you up. This is Memphis, Tennessee in 1968. This will happen. We get beat down and get jail, pumped up charges. So what happened when those black police beat up that man? There was nothing but racist black police beating up black folks. They didn't never go over to the north side to beat white folks up. They beat black folks up and rob and take the dope money and all the kind of stuff that go on. Black was doing it to black right there in Memphis. They didn't know that Dr. King marched, and that they know, but they didn't care. See, and they didn't know that a lot of blacks lost their lives in Memphis marching to open up Memphis to black folks. That happened. The death of Dr. King, the blood of Dr. King is in Memphis. Some of the truck drivers, that they died in this march. And what happened after they began the march, the press was on the side of the mayor and the police fire. Everything up there put it on the blacks. doing black. And the police department rounded, went to the black neighborhood and rounded all the young blacks up and locked them up on Temple Church. This is in Memphis in 1960. That's where Martin Luther King Jr. and the SCLC was marching in Memphis to open Memphis up. That's what happened. Now, when Dr. King at Mason Temple said, we got to march, they had an injunction where he couldn't march. But the lawyers from the NAACP went and dropped the injunction for us to march. But Dr. King at the temple, Dr. King was sick, and they brought him, they told him people saying, we want Dr. King, we do check the chat, we want Dr. King. Dr. Abernathy's son to go get Dr. King and brought him from the Rain Motel to the church. The temple, and Dr. King began to speak. And in that speech, Dr. King said that we got to march, we got to boycott these major corporations that is not giving jobs to black people. Now, we was already boycotting in Chicago Red Rooster and A&P Store. But Dr. King went to Memphis, we was already doing that. But Dr. King said in Memphis, we got to shut these stores down, Chicago, in New York, California. Dr. King was getting ready to do an international boycott and bring these companies to a halt. But these companies can do it. Dr. King was getting ready to do that. So he said, what Dr. King got killed? He got killed because, well, number one, the government didn't want him talking about Vietnam War. And the gangsters in Memphis didn't want him shutting down Memphis. And the gangsters out of New Orleans was running Memphis. These all white folks. Black folks weren't doing nothing back then. They had two black policemen. This is Memphis, Tennessee, people. And I don't know why blacks come to Chicago and New York and forget the fight that we did down south in Arkansas and Mississippi and Louisiana. They hung more people in Alabama and Mississippi and Tennessee and Arkansas. That's why all them storms and floods coming. God is clearing the land. Now, this is divine talk. Let me finish because I want to take my time tonight. Because, you know, them that voted and they voted for that white man, now, I'm not prejudiced, but you done been through the struggle. The lady told me today, and she's black as my shoes. And said, I didn't black back going him. I wanted the white man. I said, for what? He better. I said, baby, this man done tore up everywhere he went, tore up New Orleans, tore up Cleveland, fried black and brown people, and they try to push him off on the black community, the white community, try to push balance off on us. And some blacks, you got nine black aldermen that went with him. They said, hell away with black folks that put me in. They live in black wards. They can't live on the north side. They live in black wards. And they're getting black money down to City Hall. And they ain't doing nothing in the neighborhood. They ain't doing nothing. The robbing and the killing. And these nine black aldermen ain't said nothing busy with their handouts. They're too busy begging at the white man table, begging. When Brandon saying, you can have your own baby if you stand up and be a man, stop, let your back stand up, stop bending over and stand up. But they didn't want to stand up. That's what happened in Memphis, Tennessee. Now, I want to speak to this because a lot's going to happen. It's been 55 years on April the 4th this year, King been assassinated. Okay. And I want to bring you up to speed what can happen. The black men in Memphis and the people in Memphis that was marching, people came from all over to march with Martin Luther King in Memphis. Okay. But the black men, the sanitation workers, had a sign It said, we are men. They didn't say we were drag queens. They said, we are men. So all this homosexual stuff, I don't know where it comes from. But in 68, we was talking about jobs and equality and stop the killing. The police were still killing black people and locked them in jail. And then they flipped the switch in 55, twisting and switching. And these black men said, we are men. Treat us like men. But now you don't know what's going on, okay? You don't know what's going on. Men killing each other over each other, stabbing and cutting each other. You're going to find out the last killing was two lovers. You're going to find out about that. All of this homosexual stuff is a sin before God. Romans 1 and 26, God turned them over to a reprobate mind. Should I say more? That means they're going to go crazy. And whatever they do, it's not going to prosper. Okay? Not in God's eyesight. There's a divine law to man and woman. It's a divine law saying walk together with God. Now we're getting ready to go. This is the Holy Week. This is the week. Now I'm gonna deal with that. But I wanna say when Dr. King said we're gonna boycott an international boycott, I mean, every black in this country was going to boycott. They were scared of that. And when the little girls got killed in Birmingham, the Negroes in Birmingham got their knives sort of cutting white folks, and that's when Kennedy did something, National Guard of Birmingham. But it was an action. Every action is a reaction. Now, Dr. King was killed in Memphis. Some of you don't forgot it. Some of you don't even know what happened. But 1955, 55 years later, we pick a black mayor of Chicago. That ain't no accident. All of them that didn't help, you wasn't planning on helping the black man go to the next level. But the spirit of the ancestors, I said it, the spirit of the ancestors, brought the mayor of Chicago, a black man. When all these Uncle Toms, I'm going to say it, you might not like it. If you didn't vote for this black man, you better check yourself. Go to the mirror and see. If you think you're so great, go move in a white neighborhood. They'll bust your head with a hammer of the baseball bat. Trump had a baseball bat at the state attorney, at the attorney general in New York. A baseball bat that Trump had. And that lets you know that these white folks still, like Dr. King said, in the 20th century, what we got to do with racism. Can't you see racism in the city of Chicago? Can't you see racism in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Arkansas? In Washington, D.C., they killed a guy. The guy was in the car. He was wrong. Had a pistol. The young boy got a pistol, sitting in the car, but a stolen car fleet on dope. The police shot and killed him. And his mama, oh, you got to do something. The young boy shouldn't have been on dope. He shouldn't have been in a stolen car. Shouldn't have had no pistol, sitting in the car on dope. Then you crying out, help him. You got the child to begin at home. Okay? And when he drove up, the police shot him. I did the same thing. He's driving 10 to 17. What? I come in at home with his mama, with his family. We got to stop trying to cover up all this stuff they do, snatching and grabbing. And saying it's all right. It's not all right. 55 years ago, Malcolm, Martin, they were murdered of this corrupt system. I believe what I'm saying. What I'm saying tonight, I'm gonna let that go. But we got a black mayor And I told Mr. White, from, I had some people to come in. One lady told me from Minnesota, I'd be there. One lady called me from Alabama, she was him. Because it's historic. Barney Sumner came in and spoke in the Dr. Martin Luther King III, he come and spoke. Al Sharpton came and spoke. This is history. They come and spoke. Now, I got several people said they were coming. They didn't come. They didn't think it was important. Now, all you religious folks, I'm going to tell you now, I'm not religious. Don't give me that religious crap. I'm spiritual, okay? And I'm spiritual. Now, if you don't understand spiritual, you look it up and see what spiritual means. Well, you know, and I want to say this. They found out in Boston, up in Boston, priests was raping little boys and little girls and tying them up and whooping them, having sex with them. This in the Catholic Church. It just came out. Y'all better listen to what I'm saying. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. All this stuff is coming around. What goes around, come around. Dr. King was killed for his stand against racism. He was killed because he was talking about stop the war in Vietnam. Okay? He was fighting the system, and lots of blacks left Dr. King along with Dr. King. They go, well, Dr. King, you're not supposed to be talking about what happened in the war. Dr. King, forever, I'm going to speak. My conscience let me speak. That's what Dr. King said. In the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, I want to say, I say to our ancestors. When I say ancestors, I'm talking about your kind of folks, too. You might be a sellout, but your ancestors ain't no sellout, okay? You might be a sellout. And, it really got me that in 1968 to 2023, black still running behind the white man saying, give me a penny. And when you're a million-dollar man, you're a million-dollar woman. And you don't read enough to understand the politics of what's going on in this country. That's what happened. Yeah, I'm saying, I'm taking my time. If you want to go, you want to hang up, hang up. If you're gay, I pray for you. If you're alcoholic, I pray for you. If you don't know what you is, I pray for you. If you got a problem with your identity, go look in the mirror. And when you look, you're going to be black. You might be black, yellow, black, blue, black, or you just might be light black, which is black. Got that black blood running through you. Hello? And you can't hide that. You got a uniform on that you can't never get rid of. Now you can be a field Negro or a house Negro. We got lots of house, that Malcolm said, lots of house niggas in Chicago. And that's what Malcolm X said. If you don't like what I'm saying, Malcolm X says a lot of house niggas in Chicago. What do I mean? They don't love themselves. They don't want to get up and do nothing. They want somebody else to do it for them, okay? Now, when we get into politics of Chicago, the white folks take care of their community, in the black community. Now, if you want to call in to repeat what I'm saying, the biggest business in the black community, y'all ain't gonna like what I'm saying, is the funeral home. The biggest business in the black community making more money is the funeral home. All the other business ain't there. Your McDonald's, Wendy's, all them white folks' business. The biggest business in the black community is funeral home. They don't break in no funeral home. They break in the church. But they want to break in the funeral home, okay? So I'm just letting you know that we have to, and Dr. King said, Malcolm said, we got to control the destiny of our community, okay? You know, what got to happen in our community the politician that we put in office, they got to do what they're supposed to do. What happened in Inglewood today is a grocery store coming out, and the man just going to move in. They said, no, we don't want you to just move in to sell us rotten meat, because the Arabs selling enough rotten meat in the neighborhood. Ain't nobody saying nothing. Got dogs watching the store and in your neighborhood. Can't go to the neighborhood and do nothing. And this is all over the country. Detroit, Chicago, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. And one of the things I want to say tonight, if you travel, the Indians got all these little rinky-dink, funky hotels in every town. You know, if you don't go to Holiday Inn or go to one of them good hotels, them little bitty overnight hotels, the Indians got them, and they nasty roaches in them. Now, I was in Homer. Me and Gary was in Homer. We went to a hotel in Homer. And I looked at the hotel, and they charged big money. Roaches on the side. I told the man, roaches, you're like, yeah, they there. But brother, we ain't staying here. We had to go all the way from Homer, Louisiana, back to Ruston to get a Holiday Inn hotel. You know, same way in some of these little towns. They got all the little bitty motel. You know, if you don't get an A number one motel, you in trouble. And then all to you women, I want to talk to you. You get breast, you know, I don't know who told you you was ugly. Some way you woke up, looked at the TV, you wanna get some silicone in your titties. You wanna get some silicone in your butt. You want to get your eyelash, and then you want to take your hair out. You know, some of them getting braids, but some of you already got cancer from putting that stuff in your hair to slick your hair down. Check, I'm going to tell you, all of them, check the internet about this stuff that women put on their hair to make it slick. I know somebody know what I'm talking about. And it's giving women cancer. You put it in your head, it gives you cancer in your womb. That's what's been happening. That's what's been happening. You might have a suit with that. I've seen it on TV. They say all them that put that stuff, try to slick your hair down, that's when you really had a wet look. See, we always want to be like white folks. And some still want to be like white. You don't want to be natural. You always want put all that makeup on and chemicals on your body and then mess with you. Y'all ain't listening to me tonight. I'm talking divine word. Thank you, Karen, for it. Now, in Chicago, that's where we at tonight, that we got a black male. It's in shock. Now, one lady said, it's going to be like Detroit. They put a black male in Detroit. Detroit went down. Chicago ain't like Detroit, and ain't no black man gonna come in and run Chicago down. The mayor in Detroit was selling dope and doing everything else. He wasn't right, okay? In Detroit, okay, he in jail. He got out of jail. Now he a preacher. You want to hustle with the people? Y'all believe what I'm saying? We got to stop having people hustling black folks. These politicians lie. Get in your church and lie. And then look at all of them that lie. And they were all, let me say this again. I got to say this again. They all want to run for mayor. Time they lost, they went with the white boy. And then some of them was undercover. You got something they didn't want to tell you they was for him, but they didn't send you a letter undercover saying we with so-and-so, so-and-so. But look at God. And look at the ancestors. I say, look at the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm talking about the black Holy Ghost. Now y'all get it caught up. Look, the black Holy Ghost come out, the black ancestor come out the grave to put this black man in. Now I'm gonna say this in fifty times, spirit. And I get excited when I say this him. When them 300, 1,000 young black men and women went to the polls, ready to vote. They registered and voted at the same time. Now, let me tell you how serious this was. The Secretary of State was with Dallas. When he found out, somebody called him and said, we got 5,000 young men here. They want to check their ID. But he had to let them register and had to let them vote. That's turning around. Young folks, that's what made the difference that we got a black man in Chicago. Young folks. Okay. Because we got these old politicians who've been lying for years. And one politician got up. It ain't no race. He's a lie. It was a racial. Because all the white folks supported Biden. All of them voting. The union undercover. The police are union. And you know he racist. And he supported. So it was a racial thing. In Chicago in 2023. If you that time, you better go talk to Stephen Wonder or somebody. Somebody let you see. Lord, I knew he saw that, but I had to let you know that. And this is Divine Talk we own, from 9 to 11. I got plenty of time to talk. If you want to talk, you can talk too. If you got something to say, press 1. Now, I'm not talking religious. I'm talking civil rights right now. You know, I'm talking about human rights. Now, I'm going to, now, do anybody want to say anything talking about? Okay, let me ask the question. This is divine talk. I want you to listen to me. When I talk divine talk, Prophet Lorraine is having her blessed service tomorrow. And I don't know what time she's going to start it. And maybe you might need to call and tell her to give you a blessing. Because tomorrow is Good Friday. I will be outside doing my stuff on Good Friday. I'm bringing it to the streets. I'm outside. I'm going to be blessing on the outside on Good Friday. Tomorrow's Good Friday. Things happen. Thank you, kind of church. And I'm going to talk about that religious and what's going on with that. It got us all caught up. We don't understand where we at and what we're supposed to do. We go to church. Preacher tell you a good story. But after that, he get in his limousine and leave, get on his airplane. And you don't see him no more that next Sunday. If you need a piece of bread, if you need a roach, a rat move, can't get your pastor because he's gone. He over in the island somewhere like that, okay? You got, I say that would happen. Now, tonight, we're talking about divine word. But before I get on divine word, just down because some serious stuff, I'm going to drop heavy stuff on you because you don't believe, no way. Like the man said, I got a bucket of truth and you got a hand full of faith, okay? The bucket of truth going to outdo the faith every time. Black folks go by faith. I want to go by truth. I got a bucket of truth. And if you look in the bucket that I'm going to give you tonight, you'll see the truth in it. And you'll put that faith away because black folks got faith. I got faith that I ain't got no faith. I got truth. Truth going, do you want faith or truth? I don't know what you want. See, I had truth that I know was time for the black man to get in. Y'all got faith. We're going to get this white boy and he's going to save us. He can't save you. You got to save yourself. Know yourself, be yourself, and act yourself. Let me say it again. Know yourself, be yourself, act yourself. Huh? It's time for you to wake up, step up, and be up. Thank you, kind spirit. Thank you, ancestors. I say. Now, Prophet Johnson said, in all thy ways acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. And I'm going to tell you, he always said, everything in divine order. And I have to understand what that means. That means that God got you if you acknowledge the power of God in you. If you acknowledge what God going to do for you. when you acknowledge that, God's going to bring the healing, deliverance, all that you want. But when you don't acknowledge God, and you don't understand. Now, we got a problem with our government. Oh, y'all, like Democrat or Republican, ain't none of them come forward and say, let's ban the assault weapon. Children are still getting killed. Here's a woman, messed up, trans. She said she's a girl, but she said she's a man. Turned the hat back and they had a rifle, went in and shot through the door, and they killed her. But they should have killed her before she killed them innocent people, okay? Ain't got no sympathy for that. What I'm saying to you, if the blood of all them people being killed is on Washington, D.C., on the Republicans, you know what the Republicans said? Well, we're going to arm the students, and we're going to arm the teachers. No, we want y'all to stop making money from the Rifle Association. And we got these lobbies, making trillions of dollars on the blood of innocent black, white, and brown kids in these schools. And their mamas got to get up and say, let's go to Washington. We're going to camp in Washington till they change, and we're going to get them out of office. Are you what I'm saying? Now, this would happen in Tennessee. You might see it on your news. The people marched on in Tennessee in Nashville about this. You know what the Republicans did? They fired three people because they stood up and said, we want to ban the subway. Well, it ain't over. It's going to be a mass march. People coming from all over the country. Stop the killing, save the baby. Now, I'm prophesying that. Put it in your book. That it's going to be so many people, mama, the lost sons and daughters. It's shame that you scared to send your kid to school. They might get shot. Here's a kid, 6 years old, got a gun, shoot the teacher. They fire the principal. Where's the mammy? Where's the daddy? Where's the mama at? They ain't put the mama in jail and the dad, he's 6 years old. What are you doing with a gun in the house anyway? Good God. I don't know what CNN, all these other stations do. They don't talk about that. They tell you about what's happening in Ukraine. I don't care what happened over there with some white folks fighting. Don't do white folks fighting. We need some food over here. We need some jobs over here. What all that money they sending overseas? What about right here in Chicago, Detroit, California, New Orleans, Louisiana, Alabama, Georgia? What about the money for these people here? Got people suffering. Got people right here in Chicago right now sleeping under the bridges. In Detroit, in California, they sleeping under the bridges in Ohio. But they're sending trillions of dollars over to a country that we ain't got nothing to do with. Taxpayers' money. It ain't fake money. It's taxpayers' money. And they need to know. And the Republican and Democrat is together on that. Both of them doing that. But they can't stop these assault weapons that's going on in our country. They can't stop these black children, white children, brown children getting killed in school. Something wrong with that picture. Something wrong. Somebody got to make a change. A change got to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. And that change got to come now in 2023. Like they said, cut it out, huh? They got to cut it out. Cut it out or cut us in. Y'all, what I'm saying? That's what you said when you're smart. Now, this is what I want to say now. I'm changing the page. Now, if you got something to say, push one on your phone. I see somebody. Then push one on their phone. Let me see what they want. 2121, I see your hand up. Yeah, Dr. King marched in Chicago and then he went to Memphis. Did you vote for the mayor in Chicago? Oh, you did? Bless you, brother, that you did that. Thank you for that. Brother just asked about Dr. King. Now, let me go ahead on. I gotta go a little bit because I gotta go a little bit further because I want to get something in tonight, and then I want you to think about what I'm saying. and I want you to pray about it where you'll get a clear view. See, right now, I'm putting my clairvoyant hat on. I'm putting my prophet hat on. And I'm going to tell you what's really going on. The lady called me and said, "Bitch, there's so many tornadoes and floods. What's happening?" I'm going to tell you what's happening. Now, let me carry you back to, I want to carry you back a little bit in Chicago. We talked about chemtrails. And Michael Jackson talked about chemtrails. Y'all thought he was crazy. Prince talked about chemtrails. A lot of singers talk about chemtrails. And a lot of people seen chemtrails in the air. Now, chemtrails, when you see that smoke coming up and come out of them jets, that ain't smoke. That's them chemtrails they're letting out. And it's Dick Gregory did a whole thing on chemtrails. Dick Gregory run for mayor. Then he run for president. And they told him, "You can't win." He said, "I can't win." "No, we done push the button. This is who we're going to win." He come back and told us, Dick Gregory from Chicago. Dick Gregory said it's chemtrails. That's, now, let me tell you what the chemtrails are. There's chemicals put in the jet. When you see that white cloud, chemtrails behind it. When they settle down to the ground, sometimes it sets stuff on fire. Sometimes it makes people react. That you know, make them fight. You notice when it gets hot, you see so many chemtrails. And that weekend, 4 or 5 people, 20 people get killed. How come they just get mad at each other? Chemtrails. Now, let's flip the switch to 2023, where we at now. Now, I'm going to bring you back. Did you see the balloon that China sent over him? The government told you it was a weather balloon. They didn't lie. It was a weather balloon. It was low, but it had came all the way to North Carolina, South Carolina, and it was shooting out chemtrails. Now, think about what I'm saying, Lorraine. If you get a balloon and you let 100 balloons out with that stuff in it, when it busts, the air get it and it make tornadoes. So we had 35 tornadoes in Illinois. We had 10 tornadoes throughout the Delta. They don't have no tornadoes in the Delta. They don't do no mass tornado. They ain't never in the history of the Delta of Mississippi had a tornado like that. Check it out. They have a little bitty thing. This is chemtrails that China done let out, and America ain't told us what happened. Now, if you notice, back-to-back tornado. We just got out of tornado, another tornado, because they done let them chemtrails out. Then they decided, when the people find out, let me tell you what happened. When the people find out that the balloon was low, America shot it down. They shot it down when it got over in America. They shot it down, but it didn't do any damage. So the damage of what that balloon did is them storms coming back to back. The lady said there's got to be another storm in Kansas City, another storm in Mississippi, another storm coming. Because them balloon that, let me explain to you. When they shoot that, just imagine this him. I want you to imagine this him. You get some incense and you light it and you put it outside. The air gonna get it and he gonna care. The chemtrail that balloon let out, the air got it and carried it to Mississippi, carried it to Louisiana, carried it to California. That's where that snow come from. All this stuff is not normal, people. God ain't did this. Man doing this with the chemicals that they putting down. And look, the government ain't saying nothing about it. Ain't now scientists say, wait a minute. Global, ain't no global warming. This is stuff they doing in the air. Ain't nobody said, now they shot the balloon down, they can't find it. Please, don't think we're not intelligent. We're intelligent to know something else going on. They shot the, now, this is what they said. I'm going to tell you this is what they said. They said, oh, here's a balloon out there. It's low. Yeah, it's low because it's shooting them chemtrails. Now, it didn't shoot them. It shot it low. So, the chemtrails followed the water. Okay, low. Got to the delta. And it tore everything up. It's like a bomb. Every time it hit like a bomb. Two or three tornadoes at once. That chemtrail started letting stuff out till they shot it down. Then it hit the water, and that the rest of it rolls on the water. And then when the air hit and the water hit it, it rise up and become a tornado. That's what's happening right now. Now you're gonna see that they don't release them chemtrails. You're gonna have earthquakes, and they're gonna say it's global warming. Down around Florida, hurricane season, they're going to say, oh, that's global warming. Some scientists need to tell the truth. They didn't tell the truth about COVID-19. They didn't tell the truth. They said, we don't know where it come from. China did it out of their laboratory. Won't tell us the truth. I know Trump was going to tell the truth. He said, well, nothing happened. He knows from Jump Street where that stuff come from. Shut this country down. But they didn't. Now, I'm through with that. Now, take this down. Check it out for yourself. This is what you do. Find out when they told you the balloon had been in America 2 or 3 days. When somebody started seeing it, then the government said, we're going to shoot it down. Now, don't shoot it down. It's over something. It was in Alaska. It wasn't nothing in Alaska. I mean, they shoot it down in Alaska. Then it went down to North Carolina. We can't shoot it down. It might hurt. What is going to hurt? And you know what they said? It's a weather. They didn't want to let you know that. A weather. What China sending a weather balloon over here in America? And they lied. You know they're going to lie. What they experiment, and that's why all these storms coming from China. China's still mad at America for dropping that atomic bomb. Y'all better wake up. This revenge stuff going on. I'm going to leave that alone. Thank you, China Spirit. Check out chemtrails. And if you don't know what chemtrails is, Google it on your phone. Kim says, what is chemtrail and what do they do? And once you start researching that, you'll know that we're under the assault from the weather, from chemtrail. God ain't doing all this. Man doing this. These countries, these scientists doing all this and stuff. That's what's happening, making you act crazy, kill each other. And then now, let me help you out. If they can't get you that way, they're putting all kind of poison pills. All kind, you tell me you can't stop all these pills that's coming from Mexico, that's coming from China, coming from Russia, all kind of pills that somebody in Washington is letting this stuff come through and is killing the citizens of America. Oh, I wish I had somebody to wake up. This ain't just killing black. It's killing white, black. And fighting on the inside. That's what happened. Now, I wanted to say that. Now, I want you to get ready tonight, and I want to share something with you. I say. Our black folks, I'm going to say that. Did nobody come from Africa with black folks? Didn't bring no brown folks over here, they brought black folks. Didn't bring no Jews, no Italians, no Greeks, they come from somewhere else. They came free. But we came in handcuffs, shackled our ancestors. Everybody got reparations but the black man. We still asking for 40 acres of a meeting. Okay. Now, if they were to just give you the 40 acres, that's about $13 trillion, probably more than that, if you calculate it. But what I'm saying to you tonight, as we get ready to go into this week, I like to call it the week of the ancestors, okay? Because we've been lied to, pushed to, and we don't know what we're going on. But as we get ready to go into this week of ancestors, the week of our ancestors, the week that our healing and deliverance is come at a time where we need to understand what's going on. So that's important that we know that God is still watching over us and he's still keeping us in our divine way. Tonight you get ready for God to do something special and open up that door for you and open our eyes so we might see. And once you understand, close and you don't let the devil rise.
Cause if you let him run, he'll wanna drive the wind. Down, please don't let him drive your car. Come on. Don't let him drive your car.
Come on.
don't need no marijuana, don't need no cocaine, don't need no crack, don't need none of that stuff. All you got to do, be a real man and a real woman, okay? You don't need all that stuff. Now, I want to say this, we're getting ready to get close. If you got to meet your pregnancy, go to my website, selfseedabrahamsoversight.com, and go to PayPal and give a blessing. If you said, Bishop, I want to send a donation. I want to plant a seed because I want something to happen. I want to harvest. You can go to Cash App and hit Bishop TT, and it'll go right to me. You know, the guy that made come with Cash App, he got killed up in California. Somebody stabbed him. And I already know what that's about, but I'm just going to hold it till they come out. I already told some people what happened to him, why it happened. But I'm going to wait till the police catch and find out. This video already showed me what happened with that. But I want to say to you, I'm going to go to you. 2323, God bless you. A divine talk, divine word for you is the 27 number of Psalms. Do that tomorrow. I want to tell you, Psalm 14 for you, and that's your divine word, and Psalms 23, Psalm 27. Now, I'm going to 64, mainly two. Your divine word is Psalms 12. And Psalms 30. I'm going to 0139, Psalms 14, and Psalms 9, 1238. I got it right here. Psalm 71, Psalm 23, Psalm 91. And Psalm 57 and Psalm 44. 44 and 96. And I don't know why I see 1919 for you. That'll work for you. Get some doors open up for you. And that's going to work. 45, 15. Let me see where. I'm looking right now. Psalms 39 and Psalms 28. And also Jeremiah. Chapter 5. I don't know what that says, but that's the divine word for you tonight. And I want to say this, we're going over, we're talking about we're getting ready for the Passover, getting ready for Easter, and, you know, and we, Friday is Good Friday, and I call it the Friday of the Ancestors. It's Friday of the truth coming out, you know. And in my prophecy, I'm going to say this here, there's going to be some more train crash if they don't change and fix it right. Plane falling. Things are happening, and it's happening right in your face. I prophesied some stuff that happened so fast. They're calling me and said, but you just said this happened. If you got a need, plant a seed, and you need for Good Friday, you need to say, Bishop, I'm gonna plant this seed. The widow woman planted the seed. Some of you hold your money in your fist, you're shopping, buying dresses and shoes. When you go to church, you're going to have $1 because you're going to spend it all, okay? You got all the beer and whiskey, going to drink and get the dope like the I want to say this. The young boys had been to a game. They went and rented a hotel. They wasn't gay or nothing. They were just partners. And they went and got the cocaine, got the beer and the whiskey, snorted that cocaine, they had that stuff in it. All five of them was dead in the hotel when the maid come to open up the room. Leave them drugs alone. Come out of them drugs. That dope, that alcohol. Some of you, you're on alcohol. You got to get drunk every weekend. That's a hate on you. That's a curse on you. You got to have some dope. That's a curse put on you. You got to get drunk every night. You got to have some cocaine every night. You got to have a rock every night. Tan your body down. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. The ancestor wants you to change, man. Woman wants you to change. You can't change doing the same thing over. Some of you is caught up, you caught up on the witchcraft. Some of you, the warlocks, the witches got you. And somebody got to break that curse off of you, because you can't break it off of yourself. And a love curse. Some of you in the alcohol curse, a dope curse. You don't know why you act like you act. You know, you say, well, something happened to me. The doctor, when you go to the doctor, doctor's going to give you a pill for the headache. He give you a pill for sex. He give you a pill for being down, up. One man had a pill for everything. I said, how many pills can he give you? He told me he has some more to give me. You've got to trust in the divine word of God. You got to make a change in your life tonight. You got to make a change this year in your life to go to the next level. All is well. Thank you, Time Spirit. Let me open up this line. Okay, let me open this line. Okay. I'm opening the line up now. 4515. What you want?
The everyday hustling for the brands you love. If you don't have to, we get the
4515, you on the line.
Yes, can you hear me, Bishop?
Yeah, I hear you clear.
Yeah, okay. I just want to say, you know, what you're saying is right about, you know, the election, mayors and everything. You know, they get in, before they get in office, they always say what they're going to do, how they're going to do this, how they're going to change the community or whatever. But once they get in there, it'll be a totally different story, you know. Like Mayor Jamie Mayo, he was in office like 20 years, and he's still not a change. Monroe still, you know, the floods and all that, you know, he's supposed to have did everything, you know, for the city, for each community, the trash inside the road. You know, it take them, you know, days, weeks to come pick up trash. It's just terrible, though. But, you know, they elected a, you know, new mayor. But to me, he's still not doing anything either.
Okay. Well, we got to pray and make him do something. We got to get things together. When I come down through there, we're going to see if we change some things. Don't forget.
Yes, sir.
Plant a seed. Plant a seed for your needs, okay? Peace and love.
Yes, sir. And Bishop.
Yeah.
Look, I just want to say everybody that's on the line and for you to pray for the bereaved family, the three young ladies that got killed this morning. They, well, their vehicle hit a tree in West Monroe. They saying they was uninfluenced, but all three of them died.
Well, I mean, okay, what happened? Was they on drugs or what?
No, they had been drinking earlier that night. And I guess, I don't know why they got on the road, you know, drinking and driving, you know, it was a horrible accident. They said one of the girls was hanging from the tree. Old Highway 15 in West Monroe.
Oh, I know where that highway at. Well, it killed all three of them. How old they was?
I think, how none of them will say? About 22, 23, Bishop. They was young. One of the young ladies was my daughter's childhood friend.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's sad. It's very sad. All three of them, the same ones that was on there drinking and stuff on the snap, those are three that got killed.
Did they run into
just
a tree?
Just single car crazy. Sir?
Did they run into a car?
It was
car?
A single crash. It was a single crash. No other cars was involved in anything.
They drive too fast.
They probably was, Bishop. But it's just sad, though, you know, because we, you know, I knew them, you know, my kids knew them or whatever. It's one of them that her mama is from Kenton, my oldest daughter. Her uncle is my oldest daughter's daddy.
Well, we're going to be praying for that family. That's no sorrow ever can I hear, but thank you for that. You know,
yes, sir.
I'm just glad that you can let people know. I just said, stop the drinking. Yeah. I just said, get that dope out. I'm going to 1283. Prophet. Amen. Prophet, you on now. I don't know if Prophet don't probably sleep on me. But I want to say this to a young lady. These young folks got to put that.
Bishop, I'm
down.
Not asleep. I'm listening to everything you say. I'm
okay, now
you
on there.
I'm on there. I'm just listening to everything you say, and it's all so right. Because there's going to be a change here. This mayor going to do something with Chicago.
Amen.
He's gonna do it, and then, you know, and you don't watch it, Trump gonna be back in this place, y'all. If you look for it, whether you vote for him or not.
Well,
but
I
he
was,
is, and don't nobody really want him. And
Trump
I don't really
white supremacist. And
that's
all
right.
White folks, they come around Trump because they feel that Trump, and Trump threatened. When you heard somebody threaten the one prosecutor. Most time, if I'm going to jail, if I threaten the judge and the right, I go to jail. Trump threatened both of them and didn't go nowhere.
Right. Doing anything he wants to.
That's right.
And ain't nobody doing nothing about it.
That's right.
But that's all right. But God is here. Just like he made all them faces shame with the mayor, he's going to make some people shame. With all the rest of this stuff, just like he made that mayor to just leave in here, Whitefoot or whoever she is. That's the look at how she's looking now, looking like
that's
a
right.
fool. She brought all those people over here and didn't tell nobody and put them in the black neighborhood.
Now see, this is what Whitefoot did. She brought all the people from Lacrain and put them over there in Woodlawn. And then tell the people
that's right.
to put them over there and gave them housing. They got, some people what they gave them. They gave them money to get food. They gave them
clothes.
Social Security cards. And they got them where they got medical cards.
Medical
now,
cards.
You got people in Chicago right now sleeping on the tent, sleeping on the bridge.
And they stealing them away if they don't be there to watch them. I heard the girl talking on TV about that.
That's right.
They're coming to take them and put them down.
Things happen. Now, you've got your big day tomorrow. You're doing your flex on tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I have that every 7 of the month.
Okay.
Probably okay, Johnson. I've never stopped since I've been in it, but one time, and that was 2 years ago, I had a day that I was sick and I stopped then. But I haven't stopped the one time. But it's all is well and it's doing well. And everybody that's
right.
coming seem to be doing well. So that's what
Robert
it is.
Johnson.
I do mass from my heart, not from nothing else, you know?
Always.
But I'm not tired and I ain't trying to get tired, but I have to do that.
That's good. I feel this mayor, that we, the new mayor, going to do a lot of turn some things around. I just feel that he was able to do something that ain't nobody never did. I feel that he's intelligent and he's been around, so he know everything. He know what's happening, and he's gonna make things happen. That's what I feel.
He's gonna have a lot of them with him, lot of young men
come.
With him.
And I just feel that those that didn't vote for him, I'm not holding against them, but they need to wake up to how to get our community back together, stop the killing, save the baby, begin to build in the community, your business. It's time for us now. Stop waiting on other folks to come in our community and just grow the stores up, just look the stores up. It's time for us to have our own business. And we have enough money come through the community but they're going to the mall. There ain't so much to shoot. Mall. There's going to be some more shooting in these malls because you got people, young folk are sick on them drugs. And they and these young white kids got them guns, got them rights. And it's I'm going to prophesy this. And you're going to hear about most schools shut down, shooting in school, in the colleges, in the malls, and in these churches. Because they've grown to that. Right now, over in Israel, the Jews went into the beat up Muslims, had it on TV. And that war is going on right now. And it's going to come here. The Muslim and the Jews are going to be fighting in America.
Mm-hmm.
Because it happened over there, and it's going to happen over here.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody got to take charge. Stop the killing, save the baby. And that's what got to happen. That's a serious thing that's going on in our country. We got to have more love. That's what we got to have, more love in our country. I want to tell you, now everybody listening tonight, I want to tell you this is the Passover week. What do that mean? That means it's for you to make your plan. And last night, we still under the full moon. Ashe. I did some cleansing today. I'm going to do some cleansing tonight. I'm going to do a little smudging. Y'all, I know what that means. I'm going to sage the house out, clean the house out, and get ready for a new blessing to come in. They call it Good Friday because of the ancestors. You know, they change things. I ain't going to get into all that. Because, you know, some of you are so, you don't even know. So Good Friday, they say, when Jesus was killed and then stayed 3 days in the tomb and they got up on Sunday, he rose. I ain't going to even deal with that. I'm just going to deal with the ancestors. I think it's something that for now, at this time, you can get close to your loved ones in the spirit realm. The young lady was telling me about the three girls got killed. You know, when I think about them got killed, they ought to have a good time. Sometimes you get one to drink, two drinks. There's a lot of teenagers are dying because of drugs. I want to tell you, if you can home school your kids, do that. It's dangerous for kids to be in school right now with what's going on. I think this mayor, Lorraine, will bring a change about the education that's going on in our school. And if he can do it in Chicago, he can do it across this nation. So that's got to happen. So what I'm saying to you, God is in control. And if God in control, whatever you need, God got what you need, God got what you want. I was listening to Kate Mouth saying that he's a boogie-woogie papa. A boogie-woogie papa. And Pearl told me the boogie-woogie said the slaves, when the boogie-woogie lady tonight, I'm doing the boogie-woogie talk. Talk about all of them. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to preach that sermon, the boogie-woogie. And I'm going to show you how to do the boogie-woogie dance. Hey. And see, black folks so caught up, they don't understand that when they were saying that, that was a way of escaping the horror that went on them slaves, plantation, killing, murder, raping, you know, all of that. But, you know, God and the answer to bring us back to one man, one woman, for to be able to heal. It's a divine word. All is well. I see that 2023, 2024, God will open up some doors for some of you. If you can let go of all those different problems you got, no know yourself, be yourself, and act in your life. Whatever you need, God got what you need. God got what you want. You have not because you ask not. You've got to ask God, the God of the universe. I'm praying for many of you tonight for a total change, 360-degree change, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And I decree tonight your healing. This is divine word. The divine word, like Prophet John said, everything in divine order. I decree a divine healing for your mind, your soul, your body, your whatever needs. I decree tonight a divine breakthrough in your life right now. I decree the breakthrough quick, fast, in the area you need it. So I decree that breakthrough work for you, and it'll work out for you. It'll open doors for you. See, sometimes you got something. We went over a whole lot of subjects tonight, and we just took our time and talked about where we at as humans. When you talk about human rights, come on, no civil rights. Civil rights, if you go to city, I'm talking about human rights. The right for you to live. The right for you to be a man. The right for you to be a woman. The right for you to have your own house. The right for you is human rights. Right for you to live and exist. Somebody is prejudiced about you. That means that they don't want you to live. So human rights. See, civil rights mean that you want to be able to go downtown or go to, that's civil rights. Human rights, that's what we're looking for. Rights to be a man. The right to be a woman. The right to have children. The right to have a wife and a husband. The right to have them. Now, it's a lot of things that went on. And it went on because man have pulled away from God. And you got to come back to God. See, right now, I was thinking about this. You can go buy pills that'll kill you. And there's more killing going on in the suburbs. ODing. Now you got kids can gamble on the phone. Gambling. They can call on the phone on this football game, on this basketball. A lot of wicked stuff is going on. Abaddon is the angel of death, and he rides. And you got to understand the negative spirit that's out of him. You got to be able to go beyond that and don't get caught up in it. You get caught up in it, it'll take you down. If people took the shot and they died, took the shot and got sick, some people still sick from taking the shot. One man took the shot and he was doing good. He was 60 years old. He took the shot. He couldn't walk for 3 weeks. He's learning how to walk all over. Now, what I'm saying, what happened, you can't put that on God. Oh, God, God did that curse. No, that was man-made. The Bible says man would destroy himself. You got to come out of that and don't jump on everything they tell you to do. Get this, you'll live. You'll get it and die. You know what I'm saying? Now, there's another prophecy, Lorraine, I'm telling you about. Don't rush to get them electric cars. Because when you rush to get them electric cars, when what is going to do when the lightning comes? You driving down the road doing 60 miles an hour and you walk into a storm. Now, when the hurricane was coming, there was lightning. Now, you in an electric car, what you think will happen? My grandmother told me, boy, get somewhere and set your tail down. You know, set your tail down, cut the lights off, cut everything off, because it's electric. Electric, draw electric. I can imagine you. Got you a brand new electric car going down the road and the lightning hit it. I know, General Motors ain't told Ford, Chrysler, they ain't told you about that. They want to sell them cars. And when the lightning hits it, they say, oh, we made a mistake. Bring it in. Change it when you're dead. So my one guy told me, I'm going to give me an electric car. What you going to do? I'm going to stay with my gas. Now, if don't, you know, I'll give me a motor scooter or give me a bicycle. I'm not going to get on no electric car till they test them and see what happens. You see what happened to them cars they got now. They got a car, the man was sitting in the car asleep, and the car run into a tree. Trusting these guys, you're going to trust in these cars. And one of the things that's happening now, they get machines to do everything. See, you can't trust a machine. I mean, I want me an electric car so bad, and go on and get it. And go on down south, and you hit one of them storms. It's going to be just like last night in Chicago. There was a storm and lightning. Where do you think that lightning going to go? Lightning, people on the tree got hit. The man was in his boat down south, and the storm was about 3 miles away from there. Lightning hit him and killed him. Got lightning struck. You sitting up in an electric car, what do you think it's going to do? When you at home, cut the electric out. Somehow y'all so modern, y'all feel that just when I was growing up, first thing they said, cut the lights off, get someone to sit down, and you know you ain't doing nothing electric. Now these kids got these games, they wanna play games, lightning coming. So these new cars, everything is electric. I don't feel too good about that. I feel that right now they need to test and see what's going to happen when you drive a car from here to Mississippi, from here to Detroit, and the lightning and thunder. You got to pull the car over, get out of it or something, because if lightning hit the airplane, and you know it'll hit that car, that electric car, that electric truck that you got. Now, Amazon got a lot of electric trucks. I don't know if they hit them yet, but we'll know about it. We'll find out about it. That it's going to be doing that. Electric storm going to happen like that. Tonight, we're getting ready to go into Good Friday. So I want to let you know, whatever you need, God got it. Whatever you want, God got it. See, when you got a need, plant a seed. And God, I'm going to give a little example. This is in the valley of the dry bones.
The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. And again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones, and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. The prophet and the valley of dry bones. Among those who were carried away was a young man by the name of Ezekiel, who had obviously been trained to be a priest. When we study his minute descriptions of the temple order and of the temple liturgy, when we read of his intimate knowledge of things directly or indirectly concerned with Judaism, we must conclude that he had formal training as a priest. But along with the vision that Ezekiel reveals here, along with others that he records in his book, one thing he wanted to convince Israel of, that her God had not fallen. and her God was not there. He wanted Israel to understand that her God, as he depicts in the vision where he saw the vague outline of a man sitting upon a chariot throne, engulfed in a cloud, and with priestly functionaries going in and coming out from the mercy seat. He was saying, we told him about wheels that he saw in the middle of wheels, and that these wheels were guarded by angels, and that these wheels had eyes, and that these wheels did not deviate from their course. He was telling Israel first about the overruling providence and power of God, and about Israel was a part of God's eternal plans and purposes. While Israel was one wheel, ever moving, and above that was another wheel, that was the Babylonian wheel. It was moving. And that above that was another wheel, which was God's universal wheel, and God's universal plan. And all of these wheels were moving, because all of God's plans are always moving. Maybe you think you have stopped him. Maybe you think you have blocked him. Maybe you can't see the movement. But God's plans never stand still. You can't bother them and you can't stop them. For the writer here tells us that angels were with God.
Father, if you please.
So, to Israel, we see in this vision, Babylon was a desolate place. Babylon represented a valley to Israel. A valley of depravity. A valley of disfranchisement. A valley of hopelessness. A valley of dry bones. A valley of lifelessness. In one of the great cities of the ancient time, Babylon to Israel was a valley. Someone might marvel, if Babylon was a great city, how could it be regarded by the Israelites as a valley? Well, you see, a city may be one thing to one people, or a country may mean one thing to one people, and altogether another thing to another people. When the white Europeans came to this country, embarked upon these shores, America to them was a land of promise, was a mountaintop of possibility, was a mountaintop of adventure. But to the Negro, when he embarked upon these shores, America to him was a valley. A valley of slavehood. A valley of slavery and oppression. A valley of sorrow. So that often we have to say, one of these days, I'm going to eat at the feast and pay. One of these days, the chariot of God will swing low.
I wish I had somebody here praying with me.
So that Babylon to Israel was a place of hopelessness. It was a valley of dry bones. A valley of dry bones. Well, the prophet tells us, and considering A prophet? What is a prophet anyway? Since the prophet was God's representative, God's ambassador, God's watchman there in Babylon. You know, and the word prophet can be interchanged with the word preacher. For a prophet is a preacher. And a preacher ought to be a prophet. Not a prophet such as we are told and talk about sometimes. Not a funny person. Not somebody with their head tied up or selling luck or anything like that. Not that kind of prophet. But I mean a real prophet. A prophet called of God. A prophet born of God. A prophet sent from God. A prophet inspired of God. For a prophet is one who knows the past, who understands the present, and out of his knowledge of the past and his insight of the present, he's able to predict the future. A prophet is one who has sight, insight, and foresight. With sight, he looks on things. With insight, he looks into things. With foresight, he looks beyond things. Such a man was Ezekiel. And he uses the symbol of a valley to describe Israel's Babylonian situation. The symbol of a valley. But you see, a valley suggests a low place between mountains. And to Israel, there were obstructing mountains surrounding her. Her situation in Babylon. Economic mountains. Social and political mountains. Religious mountains. Encircled and enclosed her in. And she was down there in the stagnant air of a valley in Babylon. So that he said that he was in the spirit. And that gives validity to it, you know. People speak a little bit about the spirit now. But I'm afraid that the church is losing a great deal of its spiritual consciousness. It wasn't unusual for folk to say when I was growing up as a boy, the spirit told me to do certain things. Or I was led by the spirit to do certain things. So that this prophet was a spiritual mind, a spirit-filled, God-conscious prophet. And he said, "Why being in the spirit, the Lord led him out to the valley, and then led him to the midst of the valley, and sat him down in the midst of it." But he was really saying that God led him to the heart of Israel's problem and Israel's situation in Babylon. That's what he was saying. God took him in a star-doing service, in a star-doing analysis and understanding of Israel's Babylonian situation. And when the Lord had led him to the heart of Israel's problem, set him down there, then for fear that way out on the periphery of things, he'd miss something. Then the Lord led him round and about for that, or took him and encompassed for that, circled it on all sides, that he might not mix the remotest problem of Israel's situation. And when the survey was far and complete, yes, the Lord called the question to him. Yes. Say, yes. Son of man, son of man, yes, I wish you could hear me. Yes. Can these bones live? Yes. That son of man seemed to be reminiscent. A man's limitation. Women, listen to man's finiteness. Man's humanity. Son of man. Son of man, you are a scholar. You are an educator. Son of man, you are a scientist. Can be bones. Son of man, you are an engineer. Can these bones live?
Yes.
Son of man, you are a heart specialist.
Yes.
Son of man, you are a geologist.
Yes.
You are a botanist.
Yes.
You are a specialist in various stages of the human body.
Yes.
You are a psychologist and psychiatrist.
Yes.
You know all about drives and reactions and responses and tendencies. No, with all of this knowledge, can you tell me, can these bones live? Can these bones live? Son of man, you found pathways in the air. You have circumvented the earth. Son of man, you found highways upon the sea. And you've made your own highways under the sea. Can these bones live? Can these bones live? Spirit of life. Oh, we knew a lot of things. We know what the human problems are. We know men are mean. We know men are prejudiced. We know that men are narrow-minded. And we know they are selfish. We know men are unkind, ruthless, and cruel. We know men are murderers and sinful. But what we don't know is what to do about it. Well, we know what the problem is. We've made an analysis of it. We've already diagnosed the case. But what we can't do is write a prescription.
I wish I had somebody here praying with me.
So that the prophet had to say, Lord, thou knowest. Lord, thou knowest. When it comes to the answer of many of life's perplexing problems, when it comes to a solution to these problems, Lord, thou knowest. I submit myself before you, limited, finite, ignorant, and helpless, like dry bones in a valley. And thou knowest. Thou hast the answer. And you know that one thing about God. When we go to him sincerely, when we've been overwhelmed by some problem that we aren't able to grapple with, put it at his feet. Ultimately, if we have faith, he'll give us the answer. He'll work it out for us. And Ezekiel declared that he didn't know. And it was in the hands of God to give the answer. Why, the Lord, after Ezekiel had surveyed and had gotten a full understanding of what the Babylonian problem was, he said to him, you go out to give the answer and preach to those dry bones. The Lord, it looks like a helpless thing. It looks like an unprofitable thing for me to go out and preach to dry bones. Some of the living soul that I preach to don't respond to me. And what could I expect from dry bones? But the Lord has been to go on out and preach anyhow. You know, God's ways, you know, are above man's ways. And you can't always understand why he orders you to do certain things. But if the Lord orders you, go on anyhow. Why, you may not see it, but there is a way. You may not know what you're doing, but God has it worked out. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Oh, Lord. And I saw that man go out in that valley. In that valley of dry bones. Of dry bones. Oh, Lord. And stood there. And preached to those dry bones. The Lord had given him a text to preach on. Well, Lord, what can I preach to dry bones about? Oh, Lord. Lord, what kind of subject can those dry bones to hear the word of the Lord? To hear the word of the Lord. Oh, Lord. I'm sure it must have been discouraging sometimes for him to stand there day and night and preach in that valley of dry bones. To preach in that valley of helplessness and in that valley of lifelessness. In that valley of hopelessness. My Lord, to stand there and preach and not be able to see what the result would be. Oh, Lord, but he preached on anyhow. Oh, yes. And then one morning, the valley began to rumble. Yes, it did. One morning, the valley began to shake. And that was a mighty moving around. Oh, Lord. Then one morning, yeah. When he looked around to observe this rumbling, well, God, he saw the rabbit in motion. Yes. Foot bone was stretching out ankle bone. And ankle bone was moving on toward knee bone. Oh, yes. And knee bone was connecting with thigh bone. And thigh bone was moving on toward hip bone. And hip bone was moving toward backbone. Yes, they were. And backbone.